What's that sound?
This is an exclusive.
ROGMusicAfrica.com.
Yo, come on, man. Boys and girls tuned in across the world. You know what time it is. You know what we do every time. ROG the breakdown. You know, we bring the hottest artists. I'm talking global stage. All right? I'm talking international status. All right. All right. Yo, this is what we do, man. We talking legacy over here, man. Come on, bro. Yo, where's my sound effects, man? This shit's not working, man. Huh?
What's that sound?
Yo, we got Capo 2G in the building, bro.
Yeah. ROG Music Africa.
What's poppin', bro?
Man, we here.
I see you looking all flossy and everything. You know what I mean?
You don't know.
The Lagos sun is not reaching you yet.
No, you never enter. You never touch, bro.
You stay flossy. I see icy. You gotta stay icy, you know, man. Yo, thanks for coming through. What's good, brother?
Man, I appreciate you guys for having me, man. Everything's great right now.
Yeah.
We got a new single.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And yo, I mean, we're gonna jump into a lot of things, right? But this is what we do over here, okay? We do things a little different, all right?
Okay.
You know, this new joint is heavy.
Appreciate all right it.
And I want you to tell us about that first. Tell me about it first, huh?
The new joint is called Pull Up. Right. I featured the homie Kirko Bangs, real popular US
okay
artist. Yeah, so we feature Kirko Bangs on Pull Up, and it's that dance hall, you know, hip hop,
right,
Afrobeat. It got a fusion of everything in it. There's nothing sounding like it right now in the market.
Whoa.
And it's real heavy, man. It's real heavy.
So you're making these international features already, bro? Like,
yeah.
How did that come about?
Man, I just thank God for, you know, everything, man. Everything happens by the grace of God right now. I'm not even, it's crazy that I haven't even promoted this Pull Up joint and it's doing numbers.
Right.
I haven't promoted it, bro. Like
this is just getting started. Like, we're just getting started. All right. All right. This is what we're going to do, man. We break down the lyrics of these songs because we got people tuned in across the world,
right,
on the Sound City Network. We got a lot of people, you know, trying to get behind the man behind the song, right?
Right.
So I want you to break down these lyrics. So what you're going to do is you're going to do like three, four lines of the song, and then I ask you a couple questions, and then we keep it going.
All right,
so let's get it popping.
I got 20 models with me when I pull up. 150 G's, I got the hook up. See, I've been whipping in that kitchen with that cook up. Now they call me Master P, I got the hook up.
Whoa, all right, hold up, man. All right, so let's talk living lavish. All right, let's talk. How do you relax after a long day, huh?
Man, after a long day, I got a couple of booskies, you know. I always got the women around me, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, kick my feet up, you know, might roll a little,
you know,
little loud.
Yeah. Huh?
You don't know. Just
okay
kick my feet up, man. Like we know, it's a very stressful business. It puts a lot a toll, especially when you're in the studio for hours,
right,
hours. So, I like to chill, man. I like to take vacations, you know, kick
right
my feet
okay
up.
Okay, there we go. All right, next to the lyrics.
Shit.
Yeah, I know, it happens all the time. The next set of lyrics.
Pull up, bad man tint. You want me to kick it from the first verse or what?
No, from where you stopped.
Got 20 models with me when I pull up. 150 G's, I got the hook up. See, I've been whipping in the kitchen with that cook up. Now they call me Master P, I got the hook up. I got babs like I'm two shots. And every city got it locked, got it shook up. Now when you look up, promoters trying to book up. Now I just watch the money power when I look up.
All right, how about this? Okay, so where's the craziest place you've ever been? Like, in performance wise, like, what's the craziest concert experience you've experienced right now?
Okay, let me just give you this one story. I was actually in Amarillo, Texas.
Okay.
Amarillo, Texas is a small city, right? I was performing with Kirko Bangs, actually. And it's Mexican. It's like a whole lot of Mexican gang.
Word.
Yeah. And after the show, there was a big fight, man. You see like 20 police people just running one direction.
Wow.
And one guy in a car just trying to run people over. I'm like, man, these guys are crazy, man. Like, it's real crazy. When you go into these small towns, it gets crazy.
This was in Texas.
This was like last month.
What? This was in 2018. This
last actually month.
2018.
Last
wow,
month.
Guys. Yo, come on, man. All right, let's keep it going. Next settlers.
Where we at?
Something about pull
just
up.
Just watch
up
the money pile when I look up. Gang bitches with me 99 degrees. Ain't nobody hotter than my G's. Any nigga with me rolling, any nigga with me toting that fatigue. How your niggas putting on the sheets? Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's talk about your top three. All right, who you consider top three, man? Who's in Capo's top three?
In Africa and around the world.
All right, let's do Africa first.
Africa, top three. I would definitely put Wiz.
Okay.
I would definitely put Wande Cole.
Shout out to Wande.
Big shout out to Wande.
The and Godfather.
I would, you know. And I will put, who else? Top three. Man, I like Senzu, man. I still put Senzu up there.
Gorilla?
I still put Senzu
yo,
up there.
Yo, free, I mean, he's home now, right?
Yeah, he's home now.
Yo, I guess they freed him.
Yeah.
I was going to say free Senzu, but he's here now.
Yeah, he free. Senzu is free.
All right, let's keep it going, man.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. Yo, that's why we edit it out. We'll edit all
okay,
the
Omar, cause all the spaces. Today, I'm like fucked up. shit, where we at? Gang of bitches with me, 99 degrees. Ain't nobody hotter than my G's. Any nigga with me, towing that fatigue. Camouflage 500 degrees. Yeah. See, I've been whipping in that kitchen with that cook up. Now they come, now it's 20 models with me when I pull up. 150 G's when I hook up. Now they call me Master P, I got the hook up. Call me Master P, I got the hook up, you feel me?
Yo.
Don't know.
Nah, keep going.
Come on.
Don't stop.
I'm like, so.
Yeah, I know you wasted, but don't stop.
We wasted. 20 models with me when I pull up. Pull up.
All right, let's talk fashion sense. All right, what's your what inspires you, man? Like, what's your look?
I like dark stuff, man. You know, I love that royal look. I love gold. I love fitted clothes.
Yeah.
What
are your top three designers?
My top three designers. That's real easy. Gucci. Versace.
Wow. Yo, talk about then, flexing on your haters.
Yeah. You know, I stay Versace down to the suck. You feel me?
Yo, shout out to Biggie. Huh? Yo, talk about flexing on these haters, man. So what's your craziest Nigerian experience? Like, how often are you in the city? How often are you in Lagos and everything?
I pull up these days. I'm pulling up like every month, you know. Because we're promoting the music real heavy, so I'm definitely gonna be in Lagos like a lot, man. You guys gonna see me a lot. My craziest experience. Okay, I used to live here, right?
Okay.
I used to actually live here, and there was one crazy experience where I had in my recording studio in Alausa, and one night, I think we must have finished real late, and I was driving, and I had a couple of guys with me. I was driving. Had this big truck with a big advertising thing, you know, those wraparound thing, man. So one day we left the studio late, maybe like 2 a.m 3 a.m whatever, and someone was following us. Allow Sao Kadirata Bill, they just following us around. I'm like, damn. So we pulled up by one police station and just chilled there. Come on. The guy said, pull up.
I
didn't tell you. Come pull up. Come look. Then he drove away. I was like, yo, what the? You know, and you can't carry a gun out here. So it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely can't. But he followed you from the studio. Why do you think he's following you, though?
I don't know.
Because some of this happened to me, though. That's crazy that it happened to you as well.
Man, I was like, man, this is crazy. But maybe like the next couple of days, I took the wrap off the car. I was like, okay, maybe people have mocked. People don't mock this car. I'm telling you, man, all right, it's crazy.
All right, let's go to the third verse.
Yo, the third verse on here is actually Kirk Cobain's.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's do the second verse.
No, it's two verses on there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's two verses on there. Yeah, the second verse is Kirk Cobain, so I don't want to spit Kirk Cobain's verse. You feel me?
It's still your record regardless.
You feel me? How does Kirk Cobain's verse even start?
It's still your record regardless.
When I pull up. I forget his. That shit catchy though. I forget that.
Yo, let me ask this though. What inspired the record like this though?
The beat, man. My producer, shout out to Soulja Beats. He sent me the record like last year sometime.
Okay.
And I actually did something else on it.
Okay.
And I didn't like it. I didn't like what I did on it. So that record probably sat in my system for like 6 extra months and I didn't touch it. And one day I went to the dispensary in Las Vegas, cause I live in Las Vegas. They sell, you know, marijuana.
What, like the Kush?
Yeah. This is legal, so you can just walk in there and buy it. So I bought I bought this strand, this strand called Sativa, man. So I took it, I went to the studio and I just played that beat back. I had some new beats that I was, you know, I could have worked on.
Yeah.
But I went back and played that pull up beat, and pull up just came in this. I don't know. I got 20 models with me when I pull up. It just came in my mind, man, and I just kept running with it. And yeah, I think it was a perfect blend, you know, something different. And yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. I mean, I love the vibe though, and I feel like it's gonna catch fire. You know what I mean? So 2018, we here now. All right.
Yeah.
All right. We're almost halfway. So what are people gonna expect from you this year? Like, what are we looking at?
People should definitely expect a lot. Like I said, pull up is the introduction.
Okay.
I have a new record called Wagbayi.
Yo, we just getting started.
Yeah, I got a new record called Wagbayi. I'm shooting a video for in Nigeria on Sunday.
Okay.
And then I got another record that I'm working on a remix right now with a top Nigerian act. Right. I don't want to spoil it right now and say
come
the
on,
name.
Man. Come on, man. You hear the? Come on, man. All right, it's all good. I believe you, man.
But you know, 2018 is definitely is gonna be a big year for me. I actually call it 2G18. Yeah. So yeah, so it's definitely gonna be big. You know, you guys definitely look out for, you know, massive projects coming out, man. Keep it locked on MySpace at officially 2G on all socials. Officially 2G. All
right, but real quick, man. I've been hearing this G Music thing floating around. Can you tell me about that real quick?
Yeah, G Music is my brand. That's the blend of music I make. I make music for the G's. I make that feel good music.
Okay.
G Music is the name of my company as well. It's the name of the record label, G Music. Everything is G around here.
Yeah,
man.
Keeping the G, keeping it 100.
Yeah, everything is G around
Triple
here.
Triple OG. All right, we got Capo in the building, world famous. All right, and you know, drop your socials, you know, so they can get at you.
Yeah, you guys definitely pull up on me, and I'm gonna pull up on you. All my social media is the same. It is at officially 2G, officially with an L-Y at the end and a number 2 and a G. You feel me? Everything is G around here.
All right, there you have it, man. We done. Yo, it's a wrap. Yo, appreciate it. Thanks for coming through. All right, stick around, man. We got famous. All right, we going in right now. Hey. Huh? Keep it locked. Let's go.
I'm on.
All right.
You can't shout out, I don't even remember my song. Oh, shit. Yo. They selling, bro.